This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, in which tonight it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And coming to us from Forbes, and we're not even joking here, it's time to put a military officer in charge of the fight against coronavirus, because people are describing it in war zone terms.
They
it's
sure
like
are.
A war zone out here. I'm not seeing whatever the hell you people are seeing.
It's because Trump called it the invisible enemy, Aria, right? That's how dangerous it is. It's invisible. It's an invisible microscopic enemy.
Well, the military doesn't have the guns to shoot microscopic enemies.
No, the military is an organization that's put together to fight other militaries. Now you can try them, try to use them for other things like fighting, terrorist groups and these sorts of things. But that's not what their strong suit really is. And the idea that you're going to put a military guy in charge, put an epidemiologist in charge of the fight against corona and keep an eye on them. In the same way that I would not want weathermen in Florida to be in charge of deciding when the evacuation orders go out, because these people would be evacuating us constantly.
Well, you have to think that the military, there's many different professions within the military, and now the military is in charge of biological warfare. So, I mean, for me, like, on the surface, it makes sense having someone from the military in charge. Like, there's military virologists and such.
Sure.
Which, I mean, this could even fuel the theory that COVID-19 is a Chinese bioweapon, if we're getting someone from the military to fight against it rather than a civilian epidemiologist.
Well, it would definitely be a doctor who should be in charge, if anybody is going to be in charge. And I don't like that terminology, but I would rather be in charge of how I fight the virus. But, if the state system wants to separate and do its own thing and have someone in charge to fight this virus for them, a doctor would certainly be better than the military. But that's not what people are saying. And, of course, there's this lengthy program that the government has, I don't remember what it's called now because we were never able to actually get into it, about what to do if the military decides it needs to take over. The military has all kinds of protocols in place to do exactly that. But coming to us from Frank Kendall, we already have over 10,000 casualties, a number that may or may not be reliable, and which is less than flu casualties this year, isn't it?
It's less than drunk driving casualty, at least so far annually, right? There's like 20,000 people get killed by drunk driving annually, so it's less than the annual drunk driver deaths.
The numbers are increasing exponentially, and we would be talking about multiple tens of thousands of casualties in a matter of days. Our economy has come to a crashing halt, and we don't know when we can get it going again. Maybe this
right, and that's so. What we need is a government bureaucrat to make sure that the economy gets going again. What kind of sense does that make? I mean, military guys aren't working in the marketplace; they're the opposite. They were working in, sorry to say this, guys, a socialized system.
Oh yeah, I mean they're socialized hired killers.
Well,
that's their job description.
They've taken right. So nations fighting nations, which involves people dying, yes, is this aspect has been socialized for a long time. This is the purpose of the state. Is if you believe the line of the state, the purpose of the state is to protect you from another state coming in and taking control. It's quite arguable when you look at archaeological evidence that in fact. The purpose of the state was just basically brigands and robbers who wanted to stop traveling. So they just sort of enslaved people as opposed to robbing them along the roads.
Sure. And I mean, historically, it wasn't even the other state that wanted to take over ours that was really that big of a problem, because life wasn't going to change much for the for the peasant working in the fields, or even for the clergyman at the church or whatever, things were going to go on largely as normal. They were just going to have a different king. The state was trying to protect itself against other states, and that's always been the case. The whole total war, kill the civilians thing, that didn't really start taking shape until the 20th century. I mean, there weren't burning of villages and things like that during medieval eras. But.
So, well, even before that, one of the difficulties is if you don't have the city walls in which to be protected, they're going to come and take all your food, or they're going to come, they're going to take the commodities, right? They're going to take your food. They're going to take anything you've got that's considered a commodity, including your wife and daughter. And they'd probably take you, you're a slave, those kind of things. So without the city walls, while it is true, when they finally do take over, that life will go on, but that doesn't mean that life went on well for you in the, you, the individual, when one group comes in. Yeah, people have a vested interest in not seeing the state change when they're there, controlled by the state.
I mean, it is disruptive.
Yeah, highly disruptive.
Yeah. So, as Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics in the Obama administration, I forgot what I was going to say. I remember now. Well, I forgot it again. I was deeply involved in our campaigns in Afghanistan and Iraq for several years, and I supported the responses to Hurricane Sandy and to the Ebola crisis. None of those operations rose to the scale needed in the fight against COVID-19, but they taught me a lot about how one should manage large, complex operations under stress.
And I just want to say, all of those were failed, right? Afghanistan, failure. Iraq, failure. Hurricane Sandy. I lived right on the border of Vermont. They, for years, right, they've still been bitching and moaning, saying that they need more support, they need more help, there's still more damage. So far, this guy's credentials aren't particularly impressing me.
Excellent point.
I don't hear any experience in dealing with a global pandemic.
No, certainly not. The first thing one needs in a war, that's the next step of this, is to just convince. I mean, because terrorism didn't work, and
right.
Terrorism was at least other people.
I think there's a concerted effort to be able to declare martial law. And that's why we're using this terminology war.
And that's scary. And people are going to bite it. I mean, they're going to.
I don't know. I think Americans are getting, feeling like we're a little over the hump right now. A lot of people. Remember, it's a percentage of the population that says, we're not doing this anymore. And there's nothing they can do. They cannot arrest 10% of the population. But, once people start saying, yeah, we're opening, enough people say we're opening businesses and we're going out or whatever, then the government's going to say, all right, well, we're ending the quarantine because we think it's the best time, when in fact it's because they simply can't control it any longer.
Yeah. I hope that's going to be the case. I don't know if 10% of American businesses are willing to open right now.
I don't think that, I think that probably restaurants would have closed anyway. Whether they were ordered to or not, many of them would have shut down because, they were doing it in Saipan. So people stopped going out because going out meant a greater chance of catching the virus.
Right.
And there weren't any orders necessarily for these restaurants at the time to shut down. They just were shutting down because there's no business. One place I remember in particular was this restaurant, Pho, or whatever you want to pronounce it. I think it's called Pho 8, was the restaurant. I don't know why they use numbers, but they do.
Okay.
And they were doing a a half price special. I mean, when a restaurant's doing a half price special, something's happening because, that's a large amount of, what they need for sort of operations. And it was still empty when I went in.
Another issue could be that there's workers, they don't want to return because they can't sanitize. Like some places here in Keene, we're talking about spending weeks sanitizing it. There was a strike in, so Amazon, right, warehouse workers, you might think that they wouldn't be as worried as someone who's working in food or healthcare about getting sick. There was a strike, I think the union struck, because they said that the company wasn't giving them enough sanitary measures, right? And they said, remember, that's sort of a quote, dildos are not essential items. If you have
that's because
warehouse,
Amazon sells those items.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
If you have, factory and warehouse workers too afraid to come in for work, definitely for food, we're not going to want to come in for work.
Yep.
But if they become broke enough,
yes,
they will gladly come into work.
Well, these people want, obviously, they want not only to not come to work, but they want to get paid to not come to work.
And the government's paying people more money than ever not to work through the stimulus bill.
And they're wondering why the economy is breaking. Maybe we should put the military in charge to let more people be out of work. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and Fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June the 29th until July the 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Assuming you're allowed to leave your homes and there aren't soldiers standing out in the streets making sure you don't go anywhere that isn't essential with your papers and all the other crap.
I'm willing to bet that Ian will be there, though.
I will be there.
Yeah, right. I will be there.
There's a crew of folks that will be there, presuming that Rogers Campground is open.
That is the only thing that could keep us from being there.
Right.
Is Rogers Campground live, which
is not
opening.
It may not make financial sense to open the place. I don't know.
It would for those 2 weeks of the year, for sure.
Yeah, okay.
So ForkFest is happening the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means that no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th.
And reserving your site means paying for a site to the campground, but not for a ticket to the event, because there is no ticket to the event.
Yeah. And where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can just relax and go camping. Or you can create whatever experience or event you would like others to have. But if you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can do that with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. One more time, that's ForkFest.party. I'm looking forward to it. It may be the only event that actually transpires this year.
It may.
It's really hard to tell.
Anarchapulco already occurred.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay. I was under the impression it had been canceled for some reason.
Nope, it occurred.
Okay. Well, I guess that was before the outbreak really got out of control.
The big deal, yeah. So it will be, perhaps the only event that occurs this year after the outbreak, so we'll see about that.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I think Freedom Fest they're planning to do their thing.
That's the one in Nevada?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
We'll see.
Well, I think Burning Man has been canceled this year, hasn't it?
I don't know what those socialists are doing.
They're not all socialists.
I think it's run by the government to run experiments on people.
No money. Trade, barter. We just give love here.
I've seen plenty of trade and barter at hippie festivals.
Well, they may do barter, but I think the idea there is just give stuff away.
I heard from people that Burning Man's become very corporate now. Sure. Now it's like anything that starts out counterculture eventually becomes part of a culture and then it becomes establishment. So sort of like with ForkFest and ForkFest. But yeah, I haven't been there, nor do I ever plan on going.
I'm not sure ForkFest has become establishment yet.
That's why it exists though, is because the Porcupine Freedom Festival did.
Yes, people have had a problem with that, yeah.
And certain people were like, no, we're going to throw our own party
with
hookers and cocaine.
And
that's a Futurama reference. It was a joke.
Yeah, I haven't seen those things for ForkFest.
And so just like, if the cycle continues, probably Ian one day is going to be elected to be the president of ForkFest, and he'll start banning people, and then people will have to create a new festival.
My brain cannot comprehend President Ian banning people from ForkFest.
His Excellency Ian.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Andrew calling from Jackson, Missouri. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind? And that's Jackson, Michigan, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah. My question was, with the reaction of everyone, when this pandemic news first came out, everyone's run on the stores through toilet paper, Chef Boyardee, you name it. My question is, what would you guys think would happen if something truly terrible happened now? If that's our reaction to a pandemic at that point, and it affects the United States in multiple different ways, but more or less a smaller population, but if something like let's say China, just in general, sends a nuke over, what do you think the reaction
And well, I think we can see what the reaction would be. I mean, like, you can see it. All you have to do is extrapolate that out and see that there would be all kinds of irrationality and reactions. Now, as I said last night, I'm going to say it again. This isn't the global pandemic. This is the test for the global pandemic, all right? This is to, and I'm not saying that somebody's actually willfully testing or anything like that. I'm not making that claim. What I'm saying is that you need to look at this as though, what are the failures in my own system? Because in my opinion, if you don't have enough toilet paper, when the hoi polloi, the unwashed masses, make a rush on toilet paper, then you have already failed, right? Like, you should have these things at your house. When I buy a can of beans, I buy two. That's way I have plenty of beans at the house, and then we cycle through them. We have food at the house. At no point did I need to go to the grocery store to get anything because I had all of this stuff. Oh, by the way, y'all are still using toilet paper? Get yourself a bidet, or at least a washlet that goes on your toilet. Then is all you're using toilet paper for is to dab your unmentionables, and you're in fine shape.
So you're on team bidet?
Yeah, it's actually called a washlet. Because
but it's the same thing.
It's what people think of when they say bidet. But bidet, excuse me. I haven't been drinking the gin like the other caller. is a actual, you know, appliance for the house that does a particular thing. Whereas the, you know, a different fancier seat is called a washlet. So, yeah. But anyway, yes, I'm absolutely on team bidet.
It sounds like comforter versus bedspread.
Okay, fine. Excellent. So I invited Ian. I'm the one who bought one. And then I invited Ian out. Hey, next time you've got to go number two,
come
on
to
my house.
Just take out my bathroom. Great.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And, well, you know. And he did. And he brought this dog, by the way. It's always fun to have Jazzy. And he went up there. And within a week, he had one at his house. Because this is an experience that is entirely worth spending $400 for to continue to have.
They're not even
for
that
years.
Expensive. You can get one on Amazon used, admittedly, so soak it in bleach when it arrives. I mean, if nothing else. I'm sure it's clean and sanitized.
Used
but
today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You've gone beyond my tolerance level.
You've never sat on a public toilet seat ever in your life?
No. You're making a good argument.
That's significantly worse than a bidet or a washlet that had been in someone's home and that you can drop into a bathtub full of bleach for a few hours.
All right. Good point.
It's $219 on Amazon. The same model here in the studio, so presumably the same model in your house.
He's got the lower level one. Mine blows air.
Of course it does.
Warm air across
your
dairy air.
That does not sound like pleasant. That does not.
Well,
it does kind of sound pleasant.
It is pleasant.
It sounds like it might be too pleasant.
Well, yeah, it's not totally utilitarian there, Mark, for your uses.
I'm not here
that's
for
like,
utilitarian
stuff.
Oh,
this little jet stream on the pool kind of feels good. I think you're a step beyond that. But yeah, I'm on team wipes over here. Team toilet paper are cavemen's. Not all of them. The Cottonelle ones, they dissolve within 24 hours.
Right.
They say they're flushable and instantly dissolve, but the test show is actually 24 hours. So you don't want to flush a whole package of them down or anything like that.
Yeah.
I'm on team leaves, you know, anarcho-primitivism. For
corn cobs.
It's for free.
Well, why not just go with team hand then?
Yuck.
I'm left-handed, so that wouldn't work out. At least
855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are new concerns about a COVID-19 surge in Philadelphia from the White House response team. Vice President Mike Pence addressed that.
I spoke today to Governor Tom Wolf, And as we begin to see early trend lines in Philadelphia, I assured him that we were going to continue to flow resources and support to that community.
Washington, D.C. and Baltimore were also singled out as potential hotspots. President Trump said he's optimistic that the nation will reopen for business, but he said there's a lot to consider.
I think we will be sooner rather than later, but we'll be sitting down with the professionals, we'll be sitting down with many different people and making a determination, and those meetings will start taking place fairly soon.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 779 points, the NASDAQ up 203, and the S&P up 90. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315, 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind, as evidenced by our last conversation about bidets and leaves. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
That number, by the way, is 855-450-3733. But let's go to the phones. We've got Aaron calling. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Good. So your show comes on right after Ben Shapiro's show up here in Montana. And I was curious what your thoughts is on his libertarianism versus like somebody like Louder with Chowder.
Who's the other people?
Trey Chowder, I think is his name.
Stephen Kraut. Sorry, he's talking about Stephen Crowder and Ben Shapiro, who I always thought they identified as conservative rather than libertarian.
So Ben Shapiro, actually, I think he pretty much identifies as a libertarian, but I was just curious on your thoughts with him.
Let me ask a quick question. What is Ben Shapiro's stance on trans people?
I actually don't know with him.
Because I identify as a woman.
Yeah. I think his thoughts are actually, if you're X and Y chromosomes, they're like, if you're a man, you're a man. You're a woman, you're a woman.
Okay, so I can't just identify as a woman, right?
Yeah.
Well,
like,
I mean,
so why can he just identify as a libertarian?
Well, I was just curious because that's what he identifies. I was just wondering what your guys' thoughts were on.
Well, my thoughts are this.
And stuff.
Ben Shapiro has some really great videos on YouTube where I feel like he pwns the left, right?
He pwns a bunch of, you know, stupid high school and college kids. It's like the lowest hanging fruit.
Fine, I like it. So, you know.
Okay, boomer.
That's
his number one audience, too, is boomers.
Fine. I'm a boomer in a Gen X body. What do you want from me? So I like Shapiro for that. Whenever you start talking about libertarians, immediately the measuring contest occurs, right? Like, how libertarian are you? And Ben Shapiro comes up short in the, you know, libertarian measuring contest.
No pun intended.
And so, I don't think that necessarily, I mean, he's a great communicator, and I agree with lots of his ideas. I'm sure that we could find something relatively quickly that we disagree on, but I guess my biggest point of contention with him is he's number 25 on Talker's Most Important Talk Show Host
list. He's number 25?
And we are number 26.
Right. That may change this.
Yeah. No, I was just curious, like, I agree with a lot of what he says too, but I'm totally like, if whoever you are, identifier or anything is you are, I agree. Like, don't care, but I like a lot of what he says, and I enjoy your guys' show when it comes
out.
I'll just give my take on it, right? Since, you know, we have some people who think he's a libertarian. I mean, I think now there's a lot of, you know, leeway, and I don't want to do the whole, I hate the whole purity test, but if, you know, if you're military aged, right, he used to write for, I think it was WorldNet Daily, or anyways, he wrote for some sort of neocon or conservative, outlet. He was a military age, so he could have enlisted. He was a big proponent for Iraq and Afghanistan, all these foreign wars, for Israel specifically, right? You know, I think he's like Orthodox Jewish or something. He's a big, warmonger. He's a chicken hawk, right? He's a total chicken hawk, and yet he never at one point, at any point, even mentioned or even thought about enlisting to fight these wars that he advocates other people's children go and die. He's a total chicken hawk, Israel thirster, I'm glad you called to bring this up, just because I hope I could get the idea out of people's minds that this man is in any sense of a word libertarian. Alex Jones is more like Ron Paul than Ben Shapiro is to any sort of libertarian.
No, I agree totally, 100%.
I always understood Ben Shapiro to be a conservative as well. Libertarian and him never, like Stephen Molyneux. I mean, it just, you're, to me, a
libertarian. Stephen Molyneux, who described himself as an anarchist in the past, and that, you know, like a libertarian anarchist.
Yeah, well, he's an idiot. To me, an anarchist or a libertarian.
The opposite of that.
clearly he's an idiot.
All right.
Is someone who adheres to the ethics of the non-aggression principle. That's a libertarian. And Ben Shapiro, by advocating war, does not adhere to the principles of the non-aggression principle.
Well, I'm not the one to pull people's membership cards, but I think that Vincent made a really compelling point.
Yeah. Thank you, Aaron, so much for the call. The other person he mentioned, Louder with Crowder, I've only seen one of his videos, and I don't remember any. I know it was amusing, whatever it was, but it wasn't like a ha-ha. Well, it was a ha-ha, I pwned those libtards kind of thing.
I love that.
But I love it when it happens in every direction. I mean, conservatives are just as easy to pwn.
Sure. And you just did it there with the military thing, right? Like, you know, the point is that, well, what is the military? And look, I'm not trying to besmirch anybody's brave child who's out there, you know, defending whatever. But, you know, what is the military if you were to come up with a definition? Well, it's a group of paid killers working for the liars and thieves in Washington, D.C. They aren't sworn to protect you. They swear to the president and the Constitution. The Constitution is the founding document of, say it with me, the government in Washington, D.C. And, you know, like, this is the kind of thing that if you say in front of a conservative, they just, you know, begin, because conservatives like government workers, but they like them with guns and hoses.
They like them with the tools of oppression.
Well, I don't think hoses are the tools of oppression, but they do like firemen.
Oh, during riots and stuff,
during the civil rights era, they were definitely tools of oppression. That's what I thought you were getting at when you said that.
Oh no, I don't. I don't know that. The firemen were, you know, abused. I couldn't tell you that.
Well, I don't know if it was the firefighters themselves who were using the hoses, but yeah, one of like the famous images of like the riots or something during the civil rights era protests was you know, dogs and fire hoses. Okay. That's a talking point where they'd have like
Makes
police
sense.
Dogs and such. Steven Crowder also, you know, is a total Zionist, you know, neocon, but he likes to dress and drag a lot as a gimmick on his shows. So some people find that very interesting, even though he has sort of the same sort of like Ben Shapiro talking points about like, oh, you know, a man is born a man, change my mind or something. But for someone who appeals to like, you know, a boomer conservative audience, he really dresses in drag a lot.
Well, it's funny.
If he offered me that challenge, I would totally take it.
So here with Ari in the room, I don't mind saying I find all of it kind of as a stressor on my belief system, right? Like it's, you know, it makes it difficult, this whole dressing the way they do kind of thing. But I've got enough trans friends that I'd like to keep as trans friends. I like these people. So it's, to me, it's a courtesy, a way to get what I want, which is to retain these friends by using this terminology. So I say she with Aria, even though I don't look at Aria and think she, right? I think Aria, because, you know, that's the only name I've got, you know.
It isn't, but you, and you enjoy throwing the other one out.
Right, I do think it's
let's
hilarious.
Let's not do that on the air.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, you know, actually the one that I throw out isn't.
Yeah, I've never gone
by Jimmy.
Except by you. You're the only person who's ever called
But I love that. And, you know, first off, I like the jokes. And you could take a joke, so, you know, number one important thing. And then in order to keep the relationships going the way that I want, and you wouldn't work here if I said, Aria can't work here. Would you say that's an accurate statement? Like there was never, so, I mean, you know, I at the very least like trans people enough to hire one, you know, and admittedly, I'll use you as like this, what do you use it, this virtue signaling amongst the left is like, hey, I got a trans person.
Oh, your token friend. All right,
yeah,
well,
that's
Mark,
right.
Will you extend that courtesy? So if I came in dressed up as Napoleon.
Not the French Catholics, though.
I'm not Catholic. If I dress up as Napoleon, and I'm not French, I'm Quebecois. If I dress up as Napoleon and I didn't speak with a stupid accent, but I just, you know, proceed as if I was Napoleon, would you kick me off Free Talk Live? Like I said, like, hey,
no,
it's Aria, it's Napoleon, it's Mark.
As long as you're entertaining, no.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
All right, I can respect that.
I mean, you know, what you're saying is that Aria's delusional. You know.
No, I'm just saying.
I caught that as well.
If you're going to be delusional, be fabulous while you do it.
Well, you think I joke. One of these days. Ha, ha, ha.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
I want to say thank you to Jonathan, who is tonight's amplifier. He's a platinum-level amplifier, right. So thank you so much, Jonathan. That means he contributes $25 per month to the AMP program that you can find at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And all money donated to that program is strictly used to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the show, if you like what we're doing, you might consider signing up for it. We don't ask $25 a month. Just $5 a month is all it takes to join it. And you get access to a number of cool features like the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only call-in line at discord.freetalklive.com, and an entire chat room dedicated to the AMP amplifiers at the same place. So again, Jonathan, thank you so much. Thank you to all the amplifiers. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, I would like to move on, but I need to know more about you viewing trans people as playing dress up.
What? No, I never said that.
Then what was the whole Napoleon thing about?
Oh, that was a joke.
Okay. Well, moving on then.
So my understanding of trans people is that people can be born with ambiguous genitals, right?
Yes.
So therefore, I would, that's a fact, and no one argues it, at least no one's sane. So my presumption is that it is true then that some people can be born with ambiguous gender identities themselves. Right?
Well, so, gender identity is a social construct. I mean, gender is this concept that women wear dresses and makeup, men grill steaks, a real man drinks beer, women might drink wine. Those are all concepts of gender. How one dresses, how one behaves.
Aren't there some genetic sort of predispositions towards
gender? Well,
there
certainly are. Okay. I mean, the female sex wouldn't become the one that was doing the hunting because genetically the male body is better designed for that.
And I think that, you know, just if, you know, but when I talk to parents, I hear things like, you know, the boys pick up the Barbies and then grab them by the head and then use them as swords to fight with each other because that's what they want to do with them. And, you know, like, so, You know, I tend to think there's a bit of nature in this whole nurture conversation. Libertarians love nurture because they believe that they can construct people with the proper systems. And I don't think that it's necessarily true. So, but I will say that that I think that it's possible that somebody can be born with. And sorry to say, this sort of disability of, you know, this gender dysphoria, as it's called. Now, I think life will be better for that person if they lump it. And
lump it.
Just kind of, you know, put that to the side, right? You know, and just go on with whatever the things are. You can make more money and have a more pleasant life. But it's not my life, and I don't get to live it. Right? So I'm a conservative guy. I live a conservative life. And I'm constantly putting off pleasure for gain in the future. You know, that's just a sort of a system that I have. And but I do understand that just because I don't understand something does not mean it's bad. And that's the position I've taken on trans people up to this point. Is all right, well, you know, it ain't my thing, but good luck to you. All the best. You know, that kind of thing. That's where I'm at on it.
Fair points. Well, let's go to the folks. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
So Mark has two green stars, huh?
What are the green stars for? I don't get the reference.
I don't either. What are you talking about, David?
I'll tell you this, and then we got to get to the gay Nazis. But Mark has two green stars. He's both essential, and he hired a trans person.
That's right. Oh, I can probably come up with some more than that.
Oh, no. He gets to wear the safety pin on his lapel for all of that.
What's that?
All right.
The safety pin, it was this virtue signaling thing. A lot of people were wearing pins to let other people know that they were, to let LGBTQ people know that they were safe.
Oh, it's like the ally thing. It's like at schools, there would be the rainbow sticker that said, "This is a safe space" on every classroom. And so I'd ask them, I'd say, is that just
where's the unsafe spot?
Yeah, I was going to say, does that imply for some place that isn't safe?
Well, how unsafe is it?
And the green stars were from Dr. Seuss, the Sneetches.
The star-bellied Sneetches.
Yeah.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
He's this racist, anti-Japanese cartoonist who became famous for making up a bunch of words and stuff. Total institutionalized white supremacy. Dr. Seuss.
I have never heard the claims that you're making.
Oh, yeah, look it up. He had anti-Japanese propaganda in World War II that Dr. Seuss would illustrate and write.
Well, Superman was notoriously racist during World War II.
Well, I saw the cartoons where he'd like fight against the Nazis and the Japanese. I didn't know
I'm not sure how many cartoons there were in the 1940s, but in the comic books, absolutely, he was all about. And I'm quoting here, punching the Japs.
Well, and Captain America had Tojo on the covers too, you know, with the squinty eyes and the big buck teeth and the whole deal.
Yeah.
And so,
but I don't know if I would say the creator of Superman.
You let him
racist.
Talk, and then you stopped.
Because I realized what
turn.
I was trying to get to.
The creator was Jewish, so it's impossible for a minority to be racist. Only white people are possible being racist, because racism is prejudice plus power.
Whatever.
That's right. And that ties right into the gay Nazis. So I called about a coronavirus policy. I told you the other night about Darren White, the sheriff, cabinet secretary, Senate candidate, et cetera, who used his airwaves. He's got a radio program in Albuquerque, and he uses airwaves to snitch on a small business person who is trying to survive. The two big stores, box stores next to him were open because they were quote unquote essential, like Mark. They had the green star. And he was right between them, and he only sold clothing, and he was, in the words of Darren White, cheating the system, cheating the people, endangering the people, because he was staying open when he wasn't. He didn't have the green star, but Big Lots and the Dollar Tree had the green star, and that was yesterday, and that was 1 hour. The next dude right after him on that same radio station in Albuquerque, a guy named T.J. Trout, he did the same thing. And the politician that called in, the politician being Pat Davis, a city councilor, and once again, entertaining if anybody wants to waste any time Googling the guy, because they could make a Albuquerque. What?
We've wasted enough time tonight, Dave. Don't worry.
You want to fight, Dave? Is that what you want to do? Please go on, Dave.
I
want to hear about the gay Nazis. How did the gay Nazis enter this?
Well, because Pat Davis, the city councilor, before he was a city councilor, he was a University of New Mexico police officer, and he's gay. And so he ties right into the pattern that I've been ridiculed for of how many LGBTQ, et cetera, the percentage that are working at University of New Mexico, the radio station, and their police department, since I was written up, charged by a transsexual cop. And the city councilor dude happens to be a gay cop as well. There's a pattern there, and they're not the only ones. But anyway, the point is...
The gay Nazi
cop called into the radio station. Hey, look at that. They're calling into radio stations, too, to try to exercise speech and communicate things while shutting down other people that are trying to do the same thing. Anyway, what Pat Davis said is he also ridiculed T.J. Trout was saying that there are...
Okay, I've got a suggestion. Suggestion, David. This business owner that got snitched out on, tell him to put on dresses.
Well, that'll work. That's a good idea. I'll pass that along.
He's got my blessing.
And what, Pat, pardon?
He's got my blessing.
Are you saying you're a trans...
Excuse me.
You're transgender for the benefits?
She has my blessing.
And what Pat Davis was doing...
I'm not trans for the benefits, but my life has been made hard enough by being trans that when there are benefits, I'm going to exploit the hell out of them.
Go for it. And so anyway, what this guy did is they mentioned on air that these guys were cheating. There were smoke shops, head shops, et cetera, that were putting chips and muffins on their counter and saying they were selling food and then staying open. And the gay Nazi cop, Pat Davis, city councilor dude, was ratting them out, ridiculing them on air on T.J. Trout's show.
What's the problem with putting rules in place, so people then following the rules and there being a problem? I just don't get it. I mean, if it's okay to stay open and sell food, and then your business begins to sell food, then what's the problem with them staying open? Y'all made the rules, somebody followed them, and now there's a problem?
Well, it's like they said in California, you can't just decide to become a grocery store, because a lot of restaurants in California attempted to do that. They're like, okay, well, we'll just take all this produce we're getting and we'll sell them as grocery stores, because the actual grocery stores are just packed.
Yeah.
And the government, one of the government officials actually came out and said, you can't just decide to sell people groceries. That's an exact quote. What kind of insanity is this? People love that boot on their necks. They love their rules and their regulations, and God help you if you don't obey them. Head on over, if you like the show, to app.freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.